found out that his parents were flying Spirit, and he was like, oh, hell no.
He's like, I'll take my chances with the luggage.
Spirit Airlines, the cargo hold is our first class.
Well, hey, it's Regina. Welcome back to the podcast. This is Let's Talk About Spirit Part 2. Because you know there's a whole lot more to talk about. And we're continuing on with the crazy rowdy passengers and those incidents that went viral. So in the last podcast, we were talking about, I'm not going to call her that again. I can't remember her name at the moment, but let's call her Miss Konnichiwa, since she yelled that out at some passengers that headed the plane. Miss Konnichiwa, yeah. The very religious woman. I think she was using a lot of expletives to be such a godly woman. But anywho, yeah, she was a trip. Now, even worse than her were these chicks from Philly. And, well, they were just downright horrible, ridiculous, violent, hood, just bitches. Ridiculous. So take a listen to this news report about these crazy ass young women that went ape shit in, I think they were in Fort Lauderdale. Yeah. They took a little mini vacation or whatever in Fort Lauderdale. They live in Philly. They were expected to be on the Fort Lauderdale to Philly flight back, and then it had I don't even think it had canceled. It was just delayed. Just delayed. Okay? So take a listen.
All new now at 5:30, cut on camera, frustrations boiling over at the Spirit Airlines terminal at Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport. The airline says three women attacked several employees because they were upset over their flight being delayed.
The incident happened yesterday. The women have since posted bail. CBS4's David Sutter joins us live outside the airport with the details. David?
Yeah, this whole thing caught on camera happening right outside the gate. The gate attendants actually under attack in all of this. Luckily, they had other Spirit employees coming to their rescue in all of this. Tuesday night, this was the scene at gate G12. Spirit Airlines flight to Philadelphia delayed. Multiple passengers upset, some throwing their garbage at Spirit employees, some throwing fists. Among the items tossed at the gate, employees were phones, shoes, full water bottles, metal board signs, and, of course, fast food. The assault lasting roughly a minute before being broken up, Broward Sheriff's Office arresting three women from Philadelphia, 20-year-old Tamaya Wright, 21-year-old Kiera Ferguson, and 22-year-old Danesha Dixon, arrested for battery. Spirit Airlines releasing a statement that read in part, three guests became combative following a delayed flight, and they were arrested for physically assaulting our team members. Three of our team members sustained minor injuries. This violent behavior is completely unacceptable and has absolutely no place in airports or any other place of business. This is not the first time Spirit employees have been under attack at Fort Lauderdale Airport. In 2017, the low-cost airline was in the midst of a contract dispute with pilots. Canceled flights led to an angry mob forming. Deputies had to be called in to break that one up. And one of the women was also charged with petty theft. Apparently, she stole, or the investigators are saying she stole the phone from one of the Spirit employees, investigators finding it in her backpack. We're live at Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport. David Sutter, CBS 4 News.
Okay, guys. So, like, if you look at this video, they show their, what I believe to be their mug shots. These, at least two of them, are smiling in their mug shot. They're odd smiles, but they are smiling. Just smiling away. The other, third one has, like, a kind of half smile. Very bizarre. Whatever. I guess they think it's funny to get arrested. I don't know. But if you see this video, it is, they are outrageous. You hear like the gate agent go on the PA and make the announcement that the flight was delayed. I can't recall like whether it's delayed like an hour or 3 hours or whatever it was. It was probably delayed maybe 20 minutes. And these chicks just flipped out. Like an instant rage overtakes them. And like the guy said, they're throwing Burger King at them. And everything they have on them. Just, oh my God. And then they go to like jump the gate agent and the other gate agents or the ground staff at Spirit jump in to protect her. And like it was really weird too, in a sense, like they're used to that. So they knew what to do immediately to like jump in and protect them. I feel really bad for Spirit employees. I actually think they're like the toughest people in this country and out of all the airlines, because I guess they have to be with the type of crowd that they deal with. But yeah, the whole thing is outrageous. Outrageous. Anyway, it's just, I hope it's safe to assume that they were banned, at least from Spirit, if not from other airlines, because that type of crap is unacceptable. And then one of the chicken heads stole the girl's phone, stole the gate agent's phone. Like, God help us all. All right, so let's move on to the next Spirit passenger disaster. This article is by The Sun, and it came out, it was published on the 9th of April in 2019. All right, so it's titled Bummed Out. Drunk Spirit Airlines passenger flashes her bum and twerks an epic tantrum on packed plane after being told to switch her phone off. Oh, okay. So the flight from Orlando to Newark was delayed as the woman called on other passengers to do something. A Spirit Airlines passenger flashed her bum and twerked while having an epic tantrum on a packed plane. The unidentified woman, apparently drunk, lost her cool after she was reportedly told to switch her phone off on a flight from Orlando to Newark. This is the moment Spirit Airlines passenger loses her cool and has a tantrum on a packed plane. The flight from Orlando to Newark was delayed as she began to perform a bizarre twerk and flash her bum. The footage shows a woman speaking to a flight attendant and she appears to be begging to stay. Moments later, she moves to collect her things from the overhead locker. As she moans, she notices several passengers are recording her antics, causing her to flip out. She yelled, "Yo, record all you want." Before she turns around and tries to twerk while flashing her bum. Let me interject here while I'm reading this. I'm like, why do you keep saying bum? But then I realized this is The Sun. I think this is a British publication. Yeah, The Sun. It is. So dozens started cheering and laughing at her before one screams, "You're so trashy, I love it." Then it goes on, "Come fight me." The woman instantly reacts, screaming, "Yeah, come fight me then, bitch. Do something. Do something. Oh, nothing, because you're a hoe." I think that's what that says. Because I got a lot of exclamations here. Not exclamations, asterisks. So she closes her locker and then storms down the aisle towards the passenger as she yells, "You're not my mother. My mother makes more money than you." Okay. A flight attendant calls her down to the front of the plane to escort her off the aircraft as other passengers cheer. Some can be heard screaming, "Leave! Leave! Bye!" Sun Online has contacted Spirit Airlines for a comment. The woman's meltdown comes weeks after a drunk passenger weed on another traveler's luggage during the flight. Yes, this is The Sun is a British publication, because weed instead of peed or urinated on the bag. Yeah. Okay, so let me continue on. The American Airlines passenger was arrested by police in Charlotte, North Carolina after the journey from Chicago last month. Now, we're not talking about American on this podcast, but that's for a future later date. So keep posted on that.
Everybody,
you want my snap now? Thank you, next.
Okay, let's move on, shall we? So this Spirit Airlines story comes straight out of
Detroit.
And this article was published on January 20th, 2021, and it's by Click on Detroit. Never heard of it. So, titled Two People Charged in Spirit Airlines Bag Dispute at Detroit Metro Airport. Man and woman charged with assault disturbing the peace. A man and a woman arrested following a bag dispute at the Detroit Metro Airport were arraigned Tuesday. Jamil Murphy and Ramonique Williams, both of Detroit, pleaded not guilty to aggravated assault and battery, and disturbing the peace. According to Spirit Airlines, the incident happened Sunday while the passengers were trying to board Flight 646 from Detroit to Atlanta, and the dispute was over the size of a carry-on bag. Well, of course it was. When the agents asked the passengers to verify that their carry-on bags were appropriate sizes before boarding, the passengers became combative, according to airline officials. A new video shows a passenger punching an employee. That's when a woman throws a punch while holding a child. One employee was taken to the hospital, and another employee who has hired an attorney also received medical attention. Murphy and Williams are scheduled to be back in court in March. All right, so I'm going to read you some of the comments here from this article. So Maureen says, this whole situation was awful. John Jay says, shame on them. Fine, and jail them for at least 30 days. Kenny King again says, baggage guy called them the N-word. Shaking my head, they had it coming. Wow. Okay, the Duchess. She says, very typical Detroit solution. Thanks to Cotlin. Okay. Blanche Devereaux. That's hilarious. Blanche Devereaux says, someone send me the Zoom link for the pretrial hearing. I want to see what this trash has to say for themselves. Frederick Flintstoner. I'm trying to discern her accent. A little bit of a Southfield, a little bit of a Pontiac maybe. Just a bit of a Highland Park. I don't know what that has to do with anything, but okay.
Video emerging tonight of that brawl at Metro Airport Sunday that sent one Spirit Airlines employee to the hospital.
And as Jason Colthorpe reports, we're learning much more about the two people who were arrested.
The two people arrested are from Detroit. They came here to Metro Sunday on their way to Atlanta and ended up just going to jail.
Okay, you stop being disrespectful to my husband because I'm handling it. They mind your business. Exactly. It's a problem.
It was a dispute over the size of a carry-on bag, and tempers quickly erupted.
Customer's right. I was talking to you respectfully. Now stop talking to me. No, my baby's right there. You better. Excuse me.
Sunday at Metro, gate D15, Spirit employees were trying to board the flight to Atlanta. In this new video, you can see a passenger clearly punch an employee in the face, but the employee does not retaliate as he declares a security breach and tries to close the doors. That's when it turns into a melee, including a woman clearly throwing punches while holding a baby. Jamil Murphy and Ray Monique Williams, both of Detroit, pleaded not guilty today to aggravated assault, assault and battery, and disturbing the peace. And again, one employee ended up going to the hospital. The other is suffering some after effects, needing medical attention today, and has also hired an attorney. As for Williams and Murphy, they'll be back in court in March. At Metro Airport, Jason Coulthorpe, Local 4.
Okay, so I found another article by the Detroit News, and it's written by Mark Hicks of the Detroit News. This was published on January 19th, 2021. And I'm not gonna read the whole article, but the part of the article that wasn't in the other publication, it just says that these passengers are banned from future Spirit flights. Well, duh. The airline said Monday. So Spirit actually gave a response eventually. And quote, all of us at Spirit wish the agents a speedy recovery and thank them for their courage and professionalism, Spirit officials said. We also thank law enforcement for responding quickly and arresting those involved in the attack. This violent behavior is completely unacceptable and has absolutely no place in airports or in any other place of business. Okay, now on to the Spirit Airlines flight with Danielle Bregoli, a.k.a. Bad Baby.
Or the Cash Me Outside Girl.
All right, this came from a TMZ exclusive. This is dated February 6, 2017. Title, Cash Me Outside Girl Punches Airline Passenger. Cops called, it gets racial. I don't even remember that getting racial, but okay. So it says the Cash Me Outside Girl caught someone inside an airplane Monday evening with a shot to the face, and police ended up yanking her, her mother, and another passenger off their plane, TMZ has learned. We've learned Danielle Bregoli and her mom were boarding a Spirit Airlines flight out of LAX last night when mom got into a dispute with a female passenger. We're told that Danielle's mother was struggling to put her carry-on bag in the overhead because she's wearing a walking cast for an injured foot and the weight wasn't sitting well with the third party.
Let me interject here. Here's an idea. Why don't you just help her? She's got a cast on. But anyway.
Danielle says the other woman put her hands on her mom's throat and that's why she had to cold cock the impatient passenger. After Danielle uncorked the punch, the woman made a citizen's arrest. A short time later, police arrived and took all three off the plane. We're told no one wanted to press charges, so there were no arrests, and everyone involved decided their lawyers would handle it from there.
Get her ass! Get her ass! Put the ass! The cops are
coming! The cops are coming!
So when you get a chance, and I'll try to put the link in the description, watch the video. You'll hear a woman who was punched lashing out at Danielle and calling her a, I guess this is supposed to be wicker. Yeah. I got some asterisks here, you know. You'll also hear the woman spit towards Danielle and her mom. One last thing. We're told Spirit Airlines banned Danielle, her mom, and the other woman for life. How about that? Now, I didn't say that. that is written in an article. Remember, this is TMZ. Anywho, so I got some sound bites for you. Here it comes. Okay, my lovelies, so let's move on. I got one more spirit story for you. This one's fairly recent, 2023. I think this takes place in Philadelphia, the city of brotherly and sisterly love, in the city of heavy crime and craziness, but we won't go there. So yeah, this happened in February of 2023. And I saw this video is about like 9 minutes or something on YouTube. I watched it. This is crazy. I will put the 9 minute video in the description so you can be entertained that way. But for the podcast, I'll just play you a short clip. So anyway, and it says in a video exclusive, this is coming from the dailymail.com, and this is the Daily Mail is out of the UK. So Spirit made it all the way to merry old England, to the United Kingdom. Yeah. So anyway, it says, bra exposed and wigs flying. Mother and daughter are seen trading blows with Spirit Airlines agents in video of wild airport brawl after they were hit with extra fees at the gate for their oversized carry-on bag. So this article, again, this is the dailymail.com. This article is by Ben Ashford for dailymail.com. This was published on February 5th, 2023 at 8:50 in the morning Eastern Time. And updated on February 6th. So there was more to the story. So it says, shocking video shows a mother, 39, and daughter, 17, trading blows with Spirit Airline agents after they were hit with baggage fees at the Philadelphia International Airport. The brawl took place at the airport's E-terminal. At the E-terminal on Monday night as the flight prepared to board for Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, let me tell you something about Terminal E. That is where all the low-cost, low-budget carrier airlines are.
Southwest is there, Frontier is there, of course Spirit, and whatever low-budget airline is there. All right, so police said a 24-year-old woman was left nursing a cut to her eye, but nobody was seriously hurt and no arrests have been made yet over the dust-up. Spirit Airline agents trade blows with unruly passengers as they were boarding the flight in a wild video obtained exclusively on the Daily Mail. And again, I'm going to put that video in the description. I'm going to give you the 9 minute video because I can't even believe I wasted 9 minutes of my life watching that, but I did because it was crazy. Everybody is losing it. Or something else. But anyway, so the vicious fight erupted at Philadelphia International Airport Monday night when a mom, 39, 17-year-old daughter, were hit with extra baggage fees because their carry-on bag was too large. The shocking footage begins with the two travelers grabbing and clawing at gate agents in the entrance at the jetway at the Fort Lauderdale-bound flight prepares to board. The younger woman tugs violently on a Spirit staffer's dreadlocks while an airport worker in a high VLS jacket slaps her over the back of the head and shouts,
"Get off! Get off!"
When the teen finally lets go, the furious agent aims several punches at her face, even while the girl is being restrained. Several feet away, her mom has lost her shirt and shoes in the scrap, but she fights on in just her bra as a stunned bystander yells, "Where the F is security?" At one stage, a little boy, believed to be part of the same family, starts hitting a Spirit employee before running away in tears and sinking to his knees. Just as the brawl appears to fizzle, the mom makes a dash towards the counter and grabs a keyboard, but is dragged away and punched in the head from behind by one of the Spirit agents. All right, people, let me interject. Remember, this is Philadelphia. And technically, I think the Philadelphia International Airport is technically in Essington, PA, but that's neither here nor there. Her wig is torn off before an uniformed official, either a cop or a security guard, finally shows up and the fighting ends some 2.5 minutes into the video. A 24-year-old woman was nursing a cut to her eye, but nobody was seriously hurt, the Philly Police Department said in a statement. Officers spoke to everyone involved, but have not made any arrests over 7:30 p.m. dust-up at the E terminal. So remember, everybody, I just told you, Terminal E, as in Echo, that is where all the low-budget carriers are. So beware. That came as a surprise to a witness to the fighting, who told DailyMail.com that he was astonished to see such scenes unfold at a busy international airport. Well, I'm not. But anyway, that's, you know, he's a little out of it.
I was shocked at how violent it was and how long it went on for.
And said the fellow passenger who requested anonymity. Ain't nobody coming for you. Whoa, you need to see the video. But yeah, this lady is in her bra. What in the... Wow. That's all I can say. At this point, wilding out. Someone was bleeding. At one stage, a child got involved. And regardless of what he did, he was just a kid. He looked distraught. If this is the way Spirit Airlines operates, it's really scary. The flight was delayed roughly an hour, but continued to Florida without further incident. Staff at the Daily Mail. Let me start this over. Staff at ultra low cost carrier Spirit, company motto, we soar by serving each other and our guests one journey at a time, been involved in a series of ugly confrontations in recent years, certainly some of which weren't their fault. Last August, a male agent was caught on video at Dallas-Fort Worth Airport tackling and punching a young woman who had radically abused and slapped him. And in November of 2021, two flight attendants had to restrain and zip-tie a drunk passenger who stormed to the front of the plane mid-flight with her luggage and declared, "I'm getting off." Ooh, honey, I'm going to have to look that one up for y'all, okay. A 2020 flight from Newark to San Juan ended with a mass brawl and a woman being tasered for refusing to wear a mask and passengers trading racist and homophobic insults. All right. There might have to be a part 3 for Let's Talk About Spirit, because I think I got enough material for that, folks. A spokesman for the Philadelphia Police Department And I just want you guys to know, let me interject real quick. They're my friends. So anyway, a spokesman for the Philadelphia Police Department described the latest tussle as an allegation of simple assault. On Monday, January 30th, 2023, at approximately 7:29 p.m., police received information that several passengers were pulling apart a 24-year-old female complainant and a 17-year-old female along with her 39-year-old mother during an argument over additional baggage fees, a statement said. At this time, the 17-year-old female attempted to access jetway and was halted to the 24-year-old complainant when she was punched, hair pulled by the 17-year-old female being assaulted by her 39-year-old mother. Ooh, that was a mouthful. The 24-year-old female sustained a minor eyelid laceration, and all participants were advised by police in reference to private criminal complaint documentation. Spirit Airlines did not respond to a request for comment.
Well, I wonder why.
So, hey, I'm going to end it here, folks. That's all I have the energy to give you for Let's Talk About Spirit Part 2. It looks like, from what I just read, there's going to be Let's Talk About Spirit Part 3. So, just stay tuned for that in the sometime near future. Again, I thank you guys for listening. This was really fun, to be honest. It's horrible that this was fun, but this was so much fun doing these last two podcasts. So, again, I think I'm going to do a part 3. Anyway, be nice and fly safe.